Hi, this is Clayton with the Should Be Known podcast. Welcome to this episode and enjoy this little thing I made up. Kind of hard to play, but it's kind of fun, right? That's called Am I Arab? That's my working title for it, and it's really fun, but it's hard to play. Welcome to the Should Be Known podcast. I'm Clayton Pixton, and today it's going to be easy. I just want to read to you a little bit of theory by a lady named Wendy Trainer. You've heard of her? I thought nobody had heard of her. I haven't heard of her. Until I ran across this in a Wikipedia article. No, okay, you haven't heard of her? All right, me neither. But there's something in there that is very much like what I am kind of putting forward and similar to what Alice Miller put forward about why people are depressed, which is basically that it's a matter of self-rejection. Self-rejection. Why do we reject the self? Well, she doesn't go into that, but I'm going to tell you why. Well, she does say, I have a goal that one day I'm going to be a great broadcaster. And I'm going to be so smooth. And all my words are just going to flow off my tongue. And I'm not going to say, and I'm not going to pause. And I'm going to be exciting and engaging. Until then, I'm working with what I've got. And it's some limited skills. But thank you for bearing with me. I hope that the content makes up a little bit for my lack of polish. So I think so. I think it's a fascinating, fascinating concept. And I can imagine lots of people being interested in anxiety and depression and what really makes it happen. And so many people struggle with anxiety and so many people struggle with depression. That it makes sense to me to talk about that on an ongoing kind of basis. All right, well, let's get straight into what Wendy says. So who's Wendy Trainer? The answer is, all I know is that I came across this little part of an article on her thoughts in a larger article in Wikipedia called Behavioral Theories of Depression. And I don't even know if this counts as behavioral or not. It doesn't matter to me so much at the moment, but it's a theory of depression and one that, like I said, it resonates with me. However, there's some things that I will disagree with, you'll see. Okay, ready to listen to it? This is what it says there. Oh, I was telling you who Wendy Trainer was. Like I say, I don't know. All I know is this little part that I found in this Wikipedia article, and then I looked her up and she's got a website and she speaks. Supposedly she's published something, but she seems way more popular psychology than she does kind of academic psychology. You go to her website and she's this very smiley looking person who looks like she'd be a great public speaker. Her website shows all the places in the world that she's spoken. So part of me kind of hopes that she is well listened to and well known, but I don't know. Okay. Are we ready to go into it? This is what the Wikipedia article says. According to social psychologist Wendy Trainer, depression happens when one is trapped in a social setting that rejects the self on a long-term basis, where one is devalued continually, and this rejection is internalized into self-rejection, winning one rejection from both the self and group, social rejection and self-rejection respectively. Okay, we gotta cross something out right here. There is no such thing as a difference between social rejection and self-rejection. What happens externally to us is all filtered by ourselves. To put it one way, it does not matter what other people think of us. It only matters what we think they think of us and what we think of ourselves. Does that make sense? And do you see that? Not only does it make sense, but do you see that that is the case? I believe that Aaron Beck made this mistake as well. In one of his theories, he has these three things that kind of influence us. One is the outside world, and one is us, and one is something else. Well, surely you see this, that there is no such thing as the outside world independent of us interpreting that when it comes to our individual psychology. So let's cross that part out. But what she's saying is that there's social rejection and it turns into self-rejection. And in a manner of speaking, you can see how that is okay. It just means that we kind of learn from others how to consider ourselves. We learn from them how to reject ourselves. And that's true enough. But I think you're misguided to say that social rejection acts on us not through our own mind. I hope I'm expressing that clearly enough, but it's right. Okay, so moving on. This chronic conflict, she doesn't say what the conflict is exactly, but it is a conflict. This chronic conflict seems inescapable, and depression sets in. Wow, can anybody explain how depression sets in? Does it appear, or how does that operate? I would like to address that sometime. Well, I'd like to find the answer to that. We've already asked that question. Stated differently, according to Trainer, the cause of depression is as follows. And can I just say, I love how somebody says, the cause of depression is as follows. Blah, 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 blah. It's like saying, how does a car work? Well, blah, 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 blah. You can say it in a sentence, and you can expound on that, and you can say it really short, you can say it really long, you can focus on different parts, but you can say, this is the cause of this. The cause of depression is as follows. One state of harmony, what's that, is disrupted when faced with external conflict, social rejection, for failing to measure up to a group's standards. Alice Miller would say, your parents' ideas, your parents are the main influencers of that. So they're really talking about the same thing, I think. Over time, the social rejection is internalized into self-rejection, where one experiences rejection from both the group and the self. Like I said, there's only one. Therefore, the rejection seems inescapable and depression sets in. In this framework, depression is conceptualized as being the result of long-term conflict, internal and external, where this conflict corresponds to self-rejection and social rejection, respectively, or the dual needs for self-esteem, self-acceptance, and belonging, social acceptance, being unmet on a long-term basis. This article needs a serious editor. I don't know who wrote it, one of her followers or her. The solution to depression offered, therefore, and can I say, I like this, that someone says the solution, therefore, is this. This is the cause, therefore, this is the solution. Thank you, whoever wrote this. Even though it's not totally right, but it's like half right or something. The solution to depression offered, therefore, is to end the conflict. In parentheses, get these needs met, I guess for self-acceptance and self-esteem. Navigate oneself into an unconditionally accepting social environment. What? Really? Where are you going to find that? Heaven, maybe. Unconditionally accepting social environment. We ain't in heaven, honey. We're in the world, and you ain't going to find that anywhere. You got to lock yourself up or something. And that's no environment. Okay. navigate oneself into an unconditionally accepting social environment so one can internalize this social acceptance into self-acceptance, winning one peace both internally and externally through self-acceptance and social acceptance, self-esteem and belonging, respectively. Like I said, there's only one, but whatever. Ending the conflict and the depression. Okay, so do you get it? So what she's saying is the reason for our depression is other people, and then through learning, us rejecting ourselves. And the solution, therefore, is getting yourself into an environment where there is not that rejection, and then that will make you learn your own non-rejection. How I would change that would be, yeah, you can do what you can to find those opportunities to surround yourself with people or whatever, but I guess you quit your job, I guess you divorce your spouse, I guess you estrange your family and don't watch TV, and, you know, I just think it's completely unreasonable to think we can get into an unconditionally accepting social environment. It just doesn't exist around these parts. So you get out of that environment, and that teaches you to respect yourself, and then you're not conflicted. All right, let's continue reading. This is all one paragraph. Like I said, it needs an editor. But moving on, Trainer, in parentheses, Trainer obtained this result and framework by piecing together social psychological science research findings using mathematical logic. Oh, can I say that again? Trainer obtained this result and framework by piecing together social psychological science research findings using mathematical logic. Unparentheses. Listen, but what if one cannot find an unconditionally accepting group to navigate oneself into? Yeah, apparently I'm not the first one to bring that up. If one cannot find such a group, the solution the framework offers is to make the context in which one generally finds oneself the self. In parentheses, however, the self must be in meditative solitude, alone and at peace, not lonely and ruminating. As stated, a state commonly achieved through the practice of meditation. In parentheses. So, if you can't find that group that's unconditionally accepting because you're not in heaven, you have to be by yourself. But you have to be by yourself at peace, not negatively ruminating. So how are you supposed to do that if you're already in that bad pattern? It just says it's commonly achieved through the practice of meditation. So that's problematic to me too. The framework suggests that this should be a new paragraph. The framework suggests that a lack of self-acceptance lies at the root of depression, and that one can heal their own depression if they A, keep an alert eye to their own emotional state, i.e. identify feelings of shame or depression, and B, upon identification, take reparative action, undergo a social environment shift, and immerse oneself in a new group that is unconditionally accepting, in parentheses, accepts the self as it is. Whether that group is one that exists apart from the self, or simply is the self, in brackets, in meditative solitude. Over time, the unconditional acceptance experienced in this setting will be internalized, allowing one to achieve self-acceptance, eradicating conflict, never really explained what that conflict is, eliminating one's depression. Okay, that's the end of the paragraph. So do you like that? What do you think of that? Independent, I guess, of the fact that it's maybe not very well written and part of it may not be right, but what do you think of this idea that depression happens when one rejects the self? So that's what I think. And we should talk about what it means to reject the self some more. What does it mean to do that? You're denying your feelings to me. The things that you desire, the things that you think, the things that you want, the things that you feel naturally, you tell yourself that you are not allowed, basically, to feel that or think that. Not necessarily that you're not allowed to. You're not thinking that sophisticatedly. You're not. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I don't get mad. But what's really behind that, my friends, is unless you really aren't mad, but you get me, right? If you really are mad or should be mad, but you're not letting yourself be mad, then what's behind that? Is it not pride? Pride is part of that mechanism. It's just what we swim in. But if you deny your feelings, is that not the reason you're doing it? You're too good for it, too good for those feelings. If you don't do what you want, is it not because you're scared? And at the root of fear is pride too. I hope I'm not being too harsh or something here. I know conceptually I'm not, but I hope I'm not coming across that way. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, this episode. I think it's very interesting that this lady, Wendy Trainer, is saying this stuff. I think she's definitely got a piece of it and is on a correct track, at least the basic central idea that depression has at its root self-rejection. Maybe we need to dig into what self-rejection means a little more in another episode. All right. I'm Clayton Pixon. This has been the Should Be Known podcast. It's great to be with you. And we'll end with this little musical thing. Have a great day.